Thank you, Sunnymile.
Hey, this is Noah from Christ on Parade, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
Where's that?
Project from Kat Burns of Forest City Lovers presents her brand new album, Bound.
We can't believe how far we have come now. We've been laying out all of our cards in a row. 630 days we've counted, years gone away, gone away.
Bound is available on iTunes and Bandcamp now. Visit KashkaMusic.com to watch videos and learn more.
And you are listening to Stereo Blues on CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard a track called Lazy Bones from Witch. That was a 1975 release from We Intend to Cause Havoc. And Witch was a band that came from Zambia and were largely part of the Zamrock movement that happened there, that was influenced a lot by the psychedelic movement happening in the United States at the time. So today's show is going to feature a lot of Zamrock, including some stuff from Amenaz and more Witch later on. And also, I was really getting into some female like Hammond organ players this week, so we'll get into that. But for now, I'd like to play some more Zamrock, and this is Amenaz with the track called Kala My Friend.
Oh no. And I'll give you a ring, lady, when I come, if I come. Ooh, baby, you know I miss you. And you know, baby, just because I'm out on the road, don't think, baby, Apple don't feel your soul. And you know, baby, my love is so for real. It's just a funny feeling. We got a sex appeal. Oh no. And you know, baby, and you know, lady, I wanna tell you, baby, I don't need no maybe. And since we got such a strong feeling, ooh, baby, it's such a sexy feeling. If I come, and ooh, baby, you know that I love you, oh no, señor. And I'll give you a ring, baby, when I come, if I come. And ooh, baby, my heart feels for you, you know, you know, you know. I wanna tell you, baby, I feel your feeling, and I don't mean maybe. You see, my heart is so true, baby, oh no. For me to do you that do, and don't mean for real. Such a true for feeling, such a real feeling, such a sexy feeling, oh no. And I'll give you a ring, lady, when I come.
Yeah, and we just heard some Apple and Three Oranges. That was from Now Again Records, which is based out of L.A. His most recent compilation called Free and Easy. Totally raw. Totally love that. So for some more gorgeous sounds, I'd like to return again to Amanaz, and this is Green Apple.
tell me more. Oh yeah, please. Yes, I love you.
Yes, I love you.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
Oh, tell me more.
Sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Yeah, and we are back, and we just heard some of The Tempters. That was Tell Me More from the 1969 release, 5 - 1 = 0. And The Tempters actually came from a suburb from Tokyo. So I thought it was actually pretty neat. Two of the members met in 1965 in high school and kind of went from there and have been featured on a number of compilation albums from Japan. And before that, we heard some more Zamrock. That was Green Apple from Aminaz. And I'd like to switch things up a little bit now and play some Jesse May Hemphill, get more into some blues. And this is from the album Feeling Good, released in 1987, and she was kind of known for playing some Mississippi blues, so here we go.
I got your love.
Friend of CITR and get great discounts in the UBC and Kitsilano area at
The Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, The Bike Kitchen, The Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hashery, Limelight Video, The Eatery, Fresh's Best Salsa, Gargoyle's Bar and Grill, Lotusland Tattoo, Nuba Kitsilano, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
Wow, it sure does pay to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus, or go online to www.citr.ca.
Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count on me. For sure.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And And yeah, so we just heard that was some Hammond organ playing by Ethel Waters, and that was the track called A Taste of Honey by the album Ethel Waters Hit Party. And I thought it was kind of interesting because she was born in 1902, so the early part of the century, and became a lot more well-known for her pop organ playing. And it was in 1935 that the Hammond Corporation produced its first electric organ, which resulted in a shift, and she totally loved the sort of fast action sound of this, the sound of this organ. So I would like to play a track by someone who really helped transition organ playing from the soul of the 60s into jazz. Jimmy Smith, born 1925, also very early in the century, after Ethel Waters, interestingly enough. And yeah, so I'd like to play a track called Meditation. And after that, he influenced another artist, another female organ player, Shirley Scott. So we'll hear some of her after this.
Thank you.
We're just listening to Shirley Scott, and this is It Don't Mean a Thing from the album Satin Doll. And she was known to be the queen of the organ and was largely influenced by Jimmy Smith, who we heard before this with Meditation. And sadly enough, she ended up dying of heart failure because of a diet drug called Fenfin. And later on, won an $8 million settlement against American Home Products, who manufactured this drug cocktail. So diet pills are not good for you, apparently. But after this, I would like to switch things up a little bit. We have about 15 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to play some Watermelon, who will be playing a show in the next few weeks. We'll talk a bit about that later on. But for now, here is Golden Ray Migration from Cassette.
I could grieve. way I see it, I think right now, hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. I draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver, CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
So it looks like we're closing up pretty soon now. We just heard a track from White Poppy that was off of I Had a Dream with Beehive Bear, and before that another local Watermelon, and that was Golden Ray Migration. There's a new release which has been put out by Anne-Marie. Her name is Anne-Marie Papillon, but she goes under the name Marie Davidson out of Montreal, from a record, a Holodeck Records, and it kind of has a sort of like tranquil, spacey sound. So here is a track, I guess, to close us off. Thanks so much for listening. Up next, we have Scald's Hall, and I think next week everyone will be back, so it'll be a lot of... the usual programmers with Nelly and then Evan with Definition Soundwave. But thanks so much for listening. Here's some Marie Davidson.
La question me sera...
Autobots, inferior. Decepticons, superior. Autobots, inferior. Decepticons, superior. Autobots.